step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, so I'm eager to get into this one this afternoon, so we're going to forego with the usual formalities. High Rhapsody, let's go.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn.
Never write about me like him. Never make me sick for one. You just make me angry. Never make me no underdog.
Never.
And never talk about who's gonna stop me.
Can't nobody stop me.
Not a heavyweight world fast enough to stop me.
Yeah, I survived a lot of savage shit. I've been vibing like
one and only time. I'm gonna cut off Royce the 5'9". Royce the 5'9" does not get cut off around here. We got shit to do today. I wanted to play that. I thought Muhammad Ali might be a good start to the show. Oh, as always, welcome back to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. A very special episode. I think we're getting used to the background noise because I now record in the kitchen in the sober home that I live in with 9 other dudes. Make a lot of noise and don't give a fuck. the noise is here as usual. Another thing that's starting to become a usual occurrence is I have the homies here with me. I have AJ and Ross. Say hello to the people.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And then another recurring friend of the show, I think, is this your third or fourth visit here to the White Pants Society, Atari?
I think this is the third.
Third? All right. So, yeah, we got Atari, yeah. We got AJ, we got Ross, we got myself, J.Dot Flan. This is the White Pants Society podcast, and we're going to get into some real shit today. So, anyway, should we go right to that topic and then save the rest of the shit for later? Like, if we get to it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Real quick, is the man's name Atari, like the console? Like the old school?
With two eyes.
Yes, sir.
All right, just so I get it right, just in case.
But you do have to pronounce the second I. It's two eyes.
Atari.
Atari.
Atari. Does that work?
Atari. Yeah.
And you are wearing a shirt today,
Atari.
Correct, sir?
You man, are. Look. I am wearing the shirt.
All right. Much appreciated. We just that is the ground. That's a rule here. You got to have a shirt on to be on the show.
No shirt, no shoes, no.
No sir.
No podcast.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not servicing anybody. Anyway, all right. So what we came here to discuss, what I want to discuss with these three gentlemen in particular, is my friend and everyone else's friend here, Colin Kaepernick, held a workout yesterday, and. We know there's a lot that goes into the fact that this workout was even held. Then a lot got thrown on it yesterday with some of the extras. There are a lot of opinions floating everywhere. I actually had an episode queued up for this week that I'm going to push back so we can air this tomorrow, Monday, for the people. So let's talk about it. I think AJ wants to start.
I want Atari to start.
You want Atari to start?
Whatever he has thinks about that.
He wants to know if I got a person on my side or not. Atari, basically, is what.
Atari, what do you think about him moving his thing at the last minute?
Let's talk about the whole thing. Let's talk about the whole thing first.
Okay.
Because can we agree that this was unusual from the start?
Of course.
The NFL does not hold workouts for anyone. If a team wants to work out a player, they can work that player out. They can interview him, whatever, call him to the facility anytime they want to at all.
Can we agree that the NFL is big time about image and that this is good, this would have been probably good for their image?
No.
No?
No, okay. I don't think this had anything to do with being good for their image. But we'll get into that.
Okay.
I think the NFL was trying to save a little bit of face. So, yeah, I think this was about the image. if you check out some interviews with, you know, former pro players, they're like, there is no way that workouts are held on Saturday. All of them said this. They say if there's any workouts to be held, they're always on Tuesday, because Saturdays are like the day before the game. People are traveling. Exactly. And then they send those secondary scouts to college games and stuff like that. So this is pretty much just something to just give to the public to say, oh, well, you know, we're giving him a chance to get back. This is just something. This is just a, I mean, it's just hot air, really.
So you think it was all bull?
I think it was all bullshit.
But
just to say that they gave him a chance. And then like, also they didn't have, normally if you're holding a workout, you're telling them when and where, you're giving them, you know, more notice than a week. Also, if the teams want to work you out, the teams will contact you. The NFL doesn't contact the teams. And then they wanted to set him up with some random receivers that he has no rapport with, things like that. I mean, it was just, they set him up for failure, but made it look like they were setting him up to give him a chance to get back into the league.
Made it look like it was a goodwill gesture. But I think there was a lot more behind this. I'm gonna save my opinion unless AJ wants me to just go right in.
No, by all means.
All right. So regardless, before we get into the fact that Caps Camp moved it at the last minute, we can agree that Caps Camp moved it at the last minute. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. Can we agree on was it a good idea or not?
No, I'm not. Well, let me tell you why I think he had to do it.
Okay.
All right. So just like Atari said, one, NFL doesn't hold workouts, right? A team wants to work you out, they can work. All 32 teams in the NFL have had 3 years to call him for a workout anytime they wanted to. NFL never does this, right? Two, what they're not talking about is that Caps Camp wanted to sign a standard injury liability contract. We pretty much say, I tear my ACL out there, it's on me. It's not on NFL, has no liability if I go out there and I get hurt working out for the NFL. NFL said, no, we got a special injury liability form we want you to sign. And in their contract, it would have waived them of any wrongdoing in terms of employment opportunities. This was basically the NFL's get-out-of-jail-free card.
If he got injured?
Mm-hmm.
No, just period. If he signed the waiver, it was going to say, I waive my right to claim any further grievance in terms of employment with the NFL.
I have no idea if that's true or not.
That is the report that's out there.
No, that's what it was.
I thought he already settled with the NFL and got a settlement.
But he could, he could continue to sue. He got settled for that collusion case.
So you're saying they gave him $12 million and they really didn't get anything out of it? That's not hard to believe.
Well, one, they didn't give him $12 million. What I heard is that the settlement was somewhere between 1 and 10, and the full amount has never been disclosed. So let's not say 12, because that's not what happened. That's not what happened. All right. And so then we have this liability contract that they're trying to get him to sign. They don't want media there, right? So no media. They are going to take the video of the thing. They're going to send it out to the teams. He couldn't even have his camp there to videotape it. So they didn't want media. They didn't want anybody else having access to footage of this workout. So they were going to have complete control of the narrative. They were going to be able to hold the workout. They were going to be able to get him to sign a document saying that he could no longer pursue any grievance toward them about employment. They would have the rights to all of the footage and could control who got to see what, how it was edited, all of that. And he said, no, I want this to be a transparent process. If we're going to do this, if we're going to do this sham of a workout, let's do it so everybody can see. So that you can't say, I didn't look good or I performed poorly or whatever. And that you don't get this get out of jail, I can't never say y'all fuck me over again card. And that's all he was asking for. And that's why I got moved at the last minute. So this was never about Cam getting a shot. This was about the NFL playing chess. And it was a brilliant move. What I will say is the NFL won. This was a brilliant move. Because no matter what happened, if he complained about anything, public opinion was going to turn on him. Oh, here you had your shot, and now you're complaining, you know. Fuck you. Like, and they knew that. This was a brilliant move by the NFL. They put him in the exact position they wanted to put him in, and now they get to spin the story however they want to spin it. And unfortunately, I don't think Cap is ever going to play again in the NFL, and I don't think the NFL is ever going to really admit the reason why. And that's what I think this is all about.
I have a more important question. I don't know if anybody else has thought about this. Atari, perhaps you've thought about this, or maybe you can shed some light on this, or maybe I'm just thinking crazy here. Is Colin Kaepernick able to participate in this year's coming combine? Because he's been out of the league now for 3 years. Yeah. Does anybody know if he's eligible or not to participate in the combine? Well, no, other players have been able to participate in a combine after they've, you know. So I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, has anybody thought of that? If he's able, you know, because he's been out of the league for 3 years, so I would consider him, and if he's holding open workouts, it's as if he's back in the process of trying to get back in the league, just like all these other college athletes that are going to be eligible for the combine.
But every team has been free to bring him in for a workout for 3 years.
Exactly.
Right, but they also were going to let some of...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The smoke clear. If you know, if it
what smoke was, what are you trying to say? Was he a pain?
No, when he decided to take a knee to bring awareness to the things, the social injustice that was occurring across the country, I think a lot of the teams were kind of apprehensive about bringing that in because, you know, at the time it was controversial. However, he is eligible to work in the United States. He should be allowed to play ball. He served his time, and I put that in quotes. Because, you know, but in my opinion, if he's holding a private workout, he should be able, if it's possible, he should be eligible for the 2020 NFL Combine.
That's about the draft. I don't think that's, I mean,
well,
he's a free agent.
The combine is for amateurs crossing over to professional.
Yeah.
So he's already professional. That's what the combine is for. So
once you have an agent, you're professional, right?
Yeah.
Once you're paid, you're a professional.
Well, once you're paid, you're professional. So
the combine he has not been paid for 3 years, though. I mean,
yeah, he was paid once.
But he's still a professional because, you know, he has contracts. He's been on professional teams.
Sure.
He's still a professional. He's an unrestricted free agent.
I mean, I was just thinking outside the box. I didn't know if there was any technicalities or any rules against him participating in something like that, or, you know, if there was a way for him to get in on that. So that was just my outside the box thinking. But yeah, I was looking over the teams that were present at the workout yesterday. So, and, you know, I think he should definitely be allowed to participate and play in the NFL again.
And can we talk about that? Because I think that's another sign of how bullshit this whole thing was. Is that I think Friday, the NFL was saying 11 teams had committed to be there.
Right? I heard 25. I heard reports
they said 25 showed up and he was a no-show. But on Friday, the number they gave was 11. The NFL said 11 teams had committed to be there. All of a sudden, on Saturday, when he moves it, we had 25 teams and he didn't show up. And I'm pretty sure if they thought 25 teams were going to be there, they would have said that Friday. Because that would have made this look better. But they didn't say that until it was clear he wasn't going to be there. And now all of a sudden, 25 teams were there. I have a hard time.
Right.
And no media could be there, so nobody can confirm or deny this. This is just purely what the NFL says. You know, and that's my grievance with this whole thing. They wanted to control the narrative, and they succeeded. They have complete control over how this gets spun because there was no transparency. They didn't allow anybody else in the process.
So it's a big, giant conspiracy.
We've been saying that for a long time.
So y'all know,
okay,
real quick, I haven't said anything. I'm just looking up the numbers of a guy that y'all are saying is the greatest, just so deserving of a chance. Here's his record. 2011, he didn't play. 2012, he went 5-2. 2013, he went 12-4. 2014, he went 8-8. 2015, he went 2-6. 2016, he went 1-10. I mean, just because he, I don't think he's bad. I think he's better than a lot of NFL backups. I do.
Okay.
But I also think he's a pain in the ass to the people that own the teams. They don't want to see it. It's not. It's controversial. There's a lot of guys they can hire that will be a team player in the locker room, a team player on the field, and say the right thing and do the right thing. They may not be better than him. He's got an elite arm. I agree with you on that. I don't agree that he's still an elite quarterback. I don't think he was ever an elite quarterback. He was very good. But okay. But he fell. His last 3 years, he got worse and worse and worse.
Okay, so I have to. I want to interject, coming from a long lineage of football, not only as a participant, but it's been in our family.
I don't need to see it. You can
football.
You can over it.
Yeah. Okay, bring it back. Bring stats, it back over here. I want to take a look at it. I need to reference it since this is clearly Okay, so again, I want to remind everybody that isn't aware that football is a team sport.
Agree.
Colin Kaepernick is a member of a team. So his team in 2012 went 5-2, 12-4, 8-8, 2-6 in 2015. Again, that is not solely on him. He is a huge part. He's a huge part of that team because he is the quarterback.
You're exactly right. However,
it also comes. I'm not done.
Good or bad.
It also comes down to coaching.
The blame and also, the good.
Well, no, the coach. The
but
coaching,
you won't, right? You won't give him the good.
We talk about Dak Prescott. No, we talk about how bad or how good he is.
You won't give him the good because whenever we bring up in this house that he took a team to the Super Bowl, you ever say is the defense took him there.
He took a team to the Super Bowl. He's responsible for that, but he's not responsible for a 1-10 season.
The point,
you can't have it both ways.
He's not one. Where was the 1-10 season?
He's not responsible for a 1-10
season. The last season, 1-10.
He's not
2016.
Time out. I want to interject. 2016 at 1-10. He's not calling the plays.
He wasn't in 2014 either.
Again, it comes down to team. They went 8-8 in 2014.
Okay, you just said, both y'all, he took a team to the Super Bowl. You put it all on him. Like he's the greatest of all time.
No, I didn't put
That's
it all
fine.
On
him. Yes, you did.
I did not.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
No, I did not.
He also took him to 1-10.
No, what
you
I
can't
said...
can't have it both ways.
Because you just said that a quarterback gets all the praise and all the... And so what I brought up to you was that when we mentioned that he took a team to the Super Bowl, you say it was the defense. Now you want to give it to him.
I'm not saying it was all him.
It
I'm saying that he started good.
You use
better,
that rule.
Went worse.
You use that rule when it benefits you, and when it doesn't, you don't.
The defense wasn't great in 2016.
I also want to point out that you didn't scroll far enough. His completion percentage, roughly around
59.
60. Yeah, it's 59.8 overall for his
career. I know
career.
All those stats.
So around 60% for his career. Each of those years, it's hovering around 60%.
It's good.
Which I want to point out is better than some of the active quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Right.
Better than a lot of backups.
Can I say something really quick?
Please.
So
it's heated here.
I never thought Colin Kaepernick was a great quarterback. I never thought he was a great quarterback talent. I agree with you. Like, look at his record. Look at his stats. He should be a backup. The only thing that I didn't like about what happened to him was him taking a stand, and they had a problem with that. That's what this whole thing is about. They want him to shut up and play football. They don't want him to use their platform to make, a statement about whatever he feels, or any political statements. And I agree with that, too. But I don't think that they should try to, just blow smoke up the public's ass with these fake workouts.
Exactly.
And everyone sees, like, the public is getting a lot smarter nowadays, so... It's easier. I mean, everyone sees the bullshit for what it is. Like, they set up a workout on Saturday when normally they're on Tuesdays, the off day across the league. And this has been said by former players and who are analysts on, the Skip and Shannon show. Like, they have a bunch of people on there. This was just a move to just save face for them. Well, we gave this guy Shaq. We don't think he's good enough. Like Jay said, they're controlling the narrative. That's what they did. NFL is powerful. They own a day of the week. You cannot fight that.
I agree. Let me ask something real quick.
I think they own three.
I don't
days
know why
the
they
now.
Did it. I don't know what they were trying to achieve. But if Colin Kaepernick believes in himself, here's just how I look at it. I've been out of work for 3 years. Somebody in my field gives me a shot at not a great contract, not a great opportunity. Who knows what's going to happen? But I believe in me. And I want to earn my job back. I'm going to take
but
my shot.
But you also don't have a $120 million contract from Nike.
Yeah, he gets that anyway. He has nothing to lose. If he really wants to play in the NFL, it would seem to me like if I really wanted to play, I would be playing in front of the most people that would watch me throw the ball. if I believe in me. If not, then I'm going to control the narrative, and I'm going to say, oh, they screwed me, and I don't agree with their terms, and I'm going to do something else.
Where your point's coming from.
Yeah. I don't think he should have moved it. I think he should have gotten in front of all the scouts he could.
No, he wanted it to be transparent. That's
right.
The only thing.
He did this to show the bullshit of the NFL. He was like, okay, I see through the bullshit before everyone else. I know how the NFL works. So, all right, I think he purposely waited until that day. It was a bad look for him to wait until that day, but I think he did it to prove a point. Like, look,
he's not going to take down the NFL.
I don't think he's trying to bring light.
Yeah, he wants to expose a little bit.
That's impossible. You cannot take them down.
So, Mike,
because I still watch football.
My question is that why didn't representatives of Colin Kaepernick's and representatives from the NFL, including Roger Goodell, sit down at a conference table and hammer this contract out and say, listen, you're going to have media there on these terms, or we'll come to mutual amicable terms that both Colin and the NFL agreed on. Why wasn't that, in my opinion?
No one's talking about Jay-Z. Jay-Z is a freaking genius. I think people saying Jay-Z has something to do with this. I think Jay-Z set up this whole thing, but he's on the NFL side because Jay-Z is always the smartest person in the room, no matter who's in the room. I think he set this up and he said, look, all you got to do is make it look like you're giving him a chance to get back, and this will get you guys back in the good graces of all your fans. Bottom line.
I don't know.
If you're not in the league, then you don't know how it works. But people who are in the league, which is, 1,800 people out of how many billions are in the United States?
I think there's a lot of...
So it's easy...
Go ahead.
It's easy to convince a bunch of civilians that we gave this guy a shot and he just blew it. But you can't, you're convincing billions.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That he blew a shot that you gave him, but the hundreds of thousands who know what's really going on is just like, that wasn't really a fair shot. You know what I mean?
I kind of see what you're saying. Go ahead, Ross.
So I was just going to say, if Kaepernick wanted to really do, really wanted to go old school with this, and maybe I'll sound crazy again for saying something like this, all of these NFL representatives or all of their stadiums, they all have an address. He could have sent out, a typed up letter saying, I'll be holding an open workout. Please, bring your cameras if you want to. I'll be at this address on this date at this time, and whoever wants to show up can show up. And he could have done this without, the NFL's knowledge, and then gotten picked up after that. I mean, do it old school. If you're, send letters.
Atari, let me ask you this.
He's been doing that. Right. He's been posting YouTube videos and all of that.
So I just feel like it was not well organized and carried out on the NFL side. And I feel like Kaepernick just made a situation that was not well planned worse. He had an idea what he wanted to do. He probably should have said, I want to do that, but I want to break the date up. Give me a little time to prepare. Let me do this, that, and the other. That way he could have been prepared. He could have come out looking better.
It's not about preparation. Right, so let me ask you this, AJ.
He sold the NFL the same bullshit they sold him.
Right. Let me ask you this, AJ.
So they're both full of shit.
Hold on. So let me ask you this, AJ, though. Let me ask you this. If this is all above board, right? This is all above board. This is no games being played. This is a fair shot. Why don't you want the media there? I'm just asking that question. That's the only question I'm asking. I'm not just why don't you want the media?
Because he tends to bring a circus.
Because he tends to bring a circus?
Yeah. He tends to want to perform for
my question
for
is,
cameras.
With this no media thing, is that what are they going to do? Take your phone at the entry gate? Like when you, you know, when you come into, like, or what are they
wouldn't put? They wouldn't let his camp videotape the workout. The NFL was going to control this narrative. This is going to be a workout that none of us would ever see, or we would only see the footage they allowed us to see, and then they can say whatever they want to say happened.
But see, that's where I kind of like, that's where you kind of lose me, because you're telling me, you know, say he originally holds the workout in the spot that he's supposed to, and 25 plus teams are there.
Yeah.
You're telling me that no one's intelligent enough to sneak some sort of camera phone in and get that workout?
Well, now we're dependent on somebody to sneak a camera in. The thing is that If you're doing something that's above board, then you don't care who sees. When you start being real scrutinizing who has access to see what you're doing, that's a sign that you're doing something that ain't right. Ain't 100% above board.
Atari, and this is something that Jared and I talked about too. So I agree with the reason he was doing it. I just felt like once he started seeing a significant amount of pushback from the people that employed him. And the fans, and because some people were okay with it, and a lot of people weren't. It goes both ways. But a significant amount
you're
of people
up
dropped
Atari
advertising.
I want you to know that, right?
I think he's on my side.
You're softening up.
So I feel like it's not what he did; it's how he did it. And I get the fact that he wanted to bring attention to it, and I think he did. But in the same time, he kind of showed that he's not. I mean, I feel like if you're an employee of, unless you're in it for yourself. Unless you own your own business, you're an employee, you're subjected to the what your boss wants, whether he wants you to wear white shirts only at work, whether he wants you to not kneel, whether he wants you to take your glasses off and wear contacts. If you want to get your paycheck, then you need to do what he asks you to do, bottom line. Right?
But that's bullshit because Bennett still has a job. Josh Gordon still plays in the NFL. Ben Roethlisberger still has a job. Kareem Hunt is not out of the NFL. And you can't even say Kareem Hunt's like an elite talent because he had like one blow up season, and then we don't know
exactly.
But they're still willing to bet on these guys, regardless
Michael
of what.
Michael Bennett is still a very good defensive player. He's bounced around, and guess
gets
what?
A job. He still gets a paycheck.
He got
they're
a
not
paycheck
trying to keep him out of the league.
Kneel.
They're not trying to keep.
He got.
Colin has said he wouldn't kneel.
He would not have gotten signed by the Cowboys.
Colin has already said it. And let's backtrack.
They probably don't even believe it.
Let's backtrack a little bit, though. When he originally started this, right, he sat for the anthem, right?
You're saying all this. I've never read this.
You can go. This is, people, as a disclaimer, this is the opinion of Jared Flanagan and Jared Flanagan only. I'm not stating this as fact. I'm stating this as what I understand to have happened. And if you have happened to read the same articles than I did, then maybe you agree with me. The history of the situation as I know it,
as you understand,
AJ, as I understand it, AJ, is that when he originally started this, he sat. And that drew a lot of ire. And people got very upset at him sitting for the anthem. So he went out. He sought out because they were saying it was about the troops. And this was disrespectful to the troops. And this was disrespectful to the military. So he said, okay, I want to make this stance. I see this as my opportunity to make this stance, but I'm not trying to be intentionally disrespectful. So let me go find a veteran and let me go talk to a veteran and ask them how they think I should go about this. And he got the recommendation to kneel from a veteran. He said that was still a sign of respect, kneeling in front of something. So he,
that's reverence. Yeah, it is.
He didn't just go out and say, I want to be an asshole and irritate everybody to make a point. He started out trying to make a point, realized, you know, some people found offense to it. So he found a member of that group, asked them for what their input on what he could do differently to still take his stance, but not be so offensive. They suggested to him kneeling, which is a sign of respect. He knelt, and he's hated forever. Forever. He can't ever come back to. When you think of the players who have done things, have done egregious things, and been forgiven and allowed to play again, you're telling me that kneeling, when he was trying to show respect and make his point at the same time, is an unforgivable offense.
No, time out.
You got crackheads and woman beaters in the Hall of Fame.
I know you do.
Time out. So,
and all he did was sit, like, kneel. But you know what I mean?
At the time, if I'm not mistaken, and this is just what I was taking, you know, at the time of the, you know, the whole kneeling and everything, He wasn't doing that at that time to show respect to fallen troops or wounded warriors or anything like that.
No, it's never about the troops.
Right. If he had just said that, or if he had said, I'm kneeling.
The first time he did it, they asked him what it was about, and he told the world exactly what he was doing.
As I remember it, and again, this is just how I remember it, you know, Ross the Boss 50, plug. you know, I thought at the time it was around that whole Black Lives Matter.
Same arts. It's the same issue.
Right. So I thought he was trying to bring awareness to social injustice.
Right.
Due to the, you know, given or at the time to the, you know, the unfair, you know, the unfair treatment of African American males.
It wasn't just unfair. Black people were being shot by the law enforcement agents who were supposed to protect them.
Being murdered in the street. That's scary. People were getting away with it.
That's scary as hell. That's scary as hell because as a black man, I feel like, damn, that could have been me.
Right.
I pulled over. You know what I'm saying? I'm reaching for my license. Did you see the Facebook video where the guy was in the passenger seat and got shot in front of his girlfriend and his son or his daughter, whoever? That's scary as hell.
It had to be.
So, yeah, I would gladly kneel. Yes. In front of his son. I need you to kneel.
And I think he used the platform brilliantly to bring awareness to social injustice for the law enforcement, for over-aggressive behavior and activity. I don't know if it's going to, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, if it's helped or hindered or anything like that. I'm saying at the time, to my knowledge, I don't remember him saying, oh, I'm kneeling to take a moment, like kind of like a moment, his own moment of silence for himself, you know, and to, you know, to honor, you know, veterans. He never was doing it for veterans.
What I'm saying is that when people got upset, he went to veterans.
I'm saying that it would have been a better look for Colin at that time. It is during the national anthem. If he was on a knee, which he clearly was,
right.
If somebody had said, hey, Colin, what, you know, why take a knee? I'm honoring this, this, and this.
But that's not what he was doing. Like,
he didn't do it for a look.
Right. He was trying to find a nicer way to do what he was doing. If you don't like me sitting, if that is offensive to you, then let me find a nicer way to do it. That's less offensive.
Let me ask both everybody this.
I'll leave it at this.
And I don't. This is probably the most I participated. If you listen to the other podcast, this is probably the most I participated.
I don't mean to jump on you, Ross. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Both of my grandfathers served in the military, and I've seen veterans that are crippled in wheelchairs get up, somehow manage to get up, whether it be with the assistance of someone standing by, to stand for the national anthem. I think he could have done it a little bit better or a little bit differently. It's a moot point at this time. I agree that he should be given the opportunity to play ball. However, I think at the time he could have picked a different way to do that because, I've seen crippled veterans get up out of their wheelchairs to stand for the national anthem. It's just a sign of respect to not only our country, but to people who have served both past, present, and future, in my opinion. And that's
get what Atari said about being irreverent. I get that about the – maybe it's true. He went to a veteran and said, hey.
It is true.
Okay? Maybe it's true.
It's true.
Maybe it's true.
It's true.
Do you say everything like it's the truth?
Because I only say things that are true.
Let's just say it's true. So let's say it's true. Okay? That one vet that doesn't represent every veteran. And clearly there was a large pushback of veterans, non-veterans, people that didn't agree with the way he was doing it. Not that they didn't agree with what he was doing, the reason. Because the reason is sound. But it was the way he was doing it. And let's not forget, he was not winning football games. He was a pain
winning
in the butt
football games
that wasn't
has
winning games.
Nothing to do with
unfortunately
with the
in
issue.
Life it does.
It doesn't. It doesn't. If you're gonna
be a pain in the butt, produce.
And here's the thing. So yeah, maybe so
see,
you say
and that's what it's about. That's Thank what it's you. About. That's almost. Right. That's no. I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just saying. Like
I was waiting for it. Me too.
That's bad. Like you have to be an exceptional talent to be an asshole like Antonio Brown. You know what I mean? Like Antonio Brown.
Can we agree? Colin Kaepernick was an asshole.
No, he wasn't an asshole.
Not an asshole.
And so is
Antonio Brown an asshole?
Yes, Antonio Brown is an asshole.
I don't think he is.
He does asshole. This stuff is for him. This stuff is completely self-centered and for him. But here, hold on.
I'm an Antonio Brown fan, and he's an asshole.
But here, AJ.
He's
elite. So you say there was a large group of people who didn't like what he was doing.
Well, clearly, the NFL ratings dropped for the first time in 30 years.
And again, all right, and sorry, maybe you can speak to this, because I seem to be the only person aware of the fact that there were black people who stopped watching NFL games because of the way the NFL was treating Kaepernick, not because they were upset about what Kaepernick was doing. Are you aware of any of this?
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so I was the biggest fantasy football player that I know. I played in 6 to 7 leagues a
Kaepernick
season.
Kaepernick on your team?
He wasn't.
No, and the one
year,
trash.
And the one year, no, the one year he wasn't. The one year he wasn't, he wasn't on my team the year they went to the Super Bowl, and I kept waiting for the bubble to burst. I kept waiting for the bubble to burst. I didn't pick him up, and I regretted it that whole season. But to make my point, because that wasn't my point. Thank you for interrupting me. But to make my point, I was the hugest, you know, fantasy football fan, and I haven't played fantasy football in 3 seasons, and the reason I stopped, I ran my own league. The reason I stopped was because of this. And I went, and but when I was thinking about doing it, I went to another player in the league, another black player in my league, and I was like, man, I'm thinking about not having the league this year, you know, because of this whole Kaepernick thing. And he's like, well, if you was on the fence, just know I ain't playing. Like he had already made his decision. So there wasn't mm-hmm. there wasn't this the whole world against Kaepernick, and he's like holding on to this stance that nobody agrees with. Other players knelt. Other, you know, there were people in the stands that knelt. There were people that were with him, whether or not you want to recognize that or not. So he wasn't just this, I'm an asshole doing this, all everybody hates it, and I could stop, but I won't. He had people, he had support.
Can I ask,
he had a lot of support.
And hold on,
why don't you want
to
talk
let
to
me answer that really quick.
Did y'all
notice? So everyone keeps talking about Eric Reed took a knee with him. No one else is talking about number 58, who also took a knee with them, who's in every picture with them kneeling. You know why no one's talking about him?
He wasn't a starter. No, he's not a starter. Okay.
No, he was black. He wasn't a starter. Yeah, he wasn't a starter.
He wasn't the face of the franchise, for sure.
Exactly.
So this piece of shit quarterback was the face of the franchise?
So Atari.
Come the fuck on, man. He's Atari. That bad, exactly. But he was the face of the franchise.
Can I talk now? Any quarterback, good or bad, is the face, right?
Right. Well, okay. Do you know what I noticed?
I noticed how all these other athletes, black, white, whatever, in basketball, in baseball, didn't take a knee. Do you know why they didn't take a knee? Because they knew what was going to happen if they did.
Because the NBA explicitly prohibits it. You cannot take a knee in the NBA.
And look, if LeBron James really believed in what he was doing, he should have taken a knee.
There are rules. See,
what are they going to do to LeBron James?
Because you say it was against the rules. There are rules in
the
NBA.
What are they going to do to him?
I don't know what they're going to do to him. But there are rules in the NBA that say you cannot.
They're going to take away that.
There were not rules in the NFL that said you could not. This was, we don't want you to.
Do you know what LeBron James, he's smart. He saw what happened to Colin Kaepernick. He said, fuck that.
LeBron James came out with, what was it? He came out with like a Black Lives Matter shirt
on. He wasn't kneeling.
And people got upset about it. He still did it.
He wasn't kneeling.
He's had people say, shut up and play. And he said, I refuse to.
So what about when the Clippers players, when they did their protest against their owner?
I don't remember that. And I don't remember if the Clippers even have a team anymore.
You don't remember that?
Your memory is
Their owner was an 85-year-old man that was a terrible, terrible person. Yeah, they should have protested. They had to sell the
team.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken, I think
the Clippers owner is still the same Clippers owner that made the same racial slurs.
He forced himself.
Okay. That's Diet Kaepernick. That whole situation is Diet Kaepernick. It's not as big as Kaepernick.
I mean, the thing
situation.
Was, there's no way out of that situation. Kaepernick. He was a terrible person.
And Steve Kerr was for Kaepernick.
I have a fun hypothetical question if anybody's interested.
Let's go.
What's up?
My question is, Colin Kaepernick gets re-signed to a team. National anthem plays. Mm-hmm. He hits for the first time. He takes a knee. Somebody asks him post-game, and he says something along the lines of, I don't agree with our current president.
No one's going to sign him for that reason, I think.
I personally would get behind Colin at that point.
Like, once again, you know. It's my understanding. Yeah, I am not stating this as fact. I am stating this as purely my understanding based on information that I have read. That Kaepernick has already said he would not kneel.
But I'm just saying, hypothetically.
What else could he have done to garner this much attention?
Atari, can I ask you one question before we answer that one? You just said Kaepernick's trash. Whether he is or not, I don't know.
His play has nothing to do with his message.
Okay, forget about that. But my question is this: is there the slightest possibility that this trash ass quarterback can't get a job because he just isn't good enough? I mean, he did go 1-10 last year.
Right. You know. Yeah. I, and
again, I say,
and I agree
football
with
is
that.
A team
I agree
sport.
With that. And that's why I brought up Kareem Hunt, because Kareem Hunt is, you know, he led the league in rushing.
He's
you
still
know,
a pretty
he's
good
really
running
back. No. He's really good, you know, and he got caught on tape kicking a woman in the head while she was on the ground.
I mean, we don't know what that chick did. She may.
Time out. Does anybody?
We don't know.
My question is.
Hold on. Let's give Ross the floor.
My question is: Kareem Hunt gets to play in the league. He's already back in the league, and he kicked a woman in the head on video. Anybody know or seen or heard from Ray Rice?
No, he's MIA.
He punched his, I believe, his wife in the face or
multiple times.
Ray Rice would fit. Andy's argument, because Ray Rice was damaged goods.
I'm
by
just
the time
saying
he
if Kareem
that.
Hunt is given the opportunity, so I'm saying if Kareem Hunt
I mean,
is
I'm
given,
saying Ray Rice. I said it would support your argument. AJ. I'm saying you don't even listen to me when I try to give you something.
Take a note of that. I'm just stating that Kareem Hunt is in the league after domestic violence or domestic dispute, mm-hmm. and
domestic, Ray not country disputes.
I'm taking up for Ray Rice at this point. I feel like Ray Rice should.
He was done.
Point,
Ray Rice was done.
I mean,
I think his career was on the downside. Yeah,
just like Kaepernick's. Anyway, worse and worse.
Like I said,
quarterbacks last way longer than
it would support your
Kaepernick
argument.
Wasn't.
It would support your argument. Oh, man. But no, I don't think the NFL has ever been honest. And it, based on this workout that we saw, I see you when you're about to interrupt me. I can just see you. You do that thing when you lift your head up, like I can just see.
Atari, you need to come down for a visit.
But based on the workout yesterday, the footage that everybody got to see, that you've had NFL people already come out and say he's definitely good enough to be at least a backup quarterback in the NFL right now.
Agreed.
This is no longer a question. They have tried to run this narrative that it's about talent, and it's not. And when I talked to you yesterday, what I said to you is that if you want to say he's a pain in the ass and this is the reason why he can't play in the NFL, then say it. Say that. Stop trying to spin it to be this bullshit.
Right.
Say the truth.
And
that's what Cap
that.
Is trying to do.
Yes.
I think that's what Cap was trying to do yesterday. He's trying to get to the truth.
Yes, if I'm an owner with billions of dollars and I'm paying 53 guys millions of dollars, to me, yes, he would be a pain in the ass because he's fucking with my money. But I also know that what he's saying isn't wrong, but what he's saying is going to fuck with my bottom line, and I can't have that.
But why can't this? So here was my question to you yesterday, Andrew, is that if this is the truth and we're saying that that's cool and fine, like if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Why can't they say that's how we feel?
It's not. It wouldn't be good for public image, probably.
Exactly.
But why would the NFL, as big as they are, why would they? I don't know. I don't believe they necessarily had the best of intentions, but I don't necessarily think they had intentions.
But you don't see that. You don't see that. That means that they are catering to a certain group of people.
Well, yeah,
to not cater to
about
another.
About 100 million people are catering to.
You're saying that they won't say the other thing because that wouldn't look good for them. So that would only not look good for them to that other group of people. So they're worried about not making this group of people upset, but not so worried that we're not going to do this over here.
NFL's just riding the fence. You know, they're trying to stay out of it.
And that's, I think, what Kaepernick is trying to expose. I don't think Kaepernick even believes he's going to get another shot in the NFL. He just wants to show the NFL for what they really are.
Exactly.
A bunch of rich people?
A bunch of hypocrites and pieces of shit.
Hypocrites.
He is.
So my question is if
what has he done hypocritical?
If he's not going to get another shot in the NFL.
You can't call somebody a hypocrite. And then when I ask you how they're a hypocrite,
you
wave it off.
I don't know if the hypocrite's the right word. He's just an asshole.
He's not. How is he an asshole?
So the NFL, why do you get to do what you get? Why do you get to do that to me just because you have more money than me and in the position you are than me? And then when I try to say the same.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cards you play. No, you're not my boss no more. I'm a free agent. I don't work for you right now.
But you want to get back in the
league.
What
are you talking about? But I don't know. I'm not trying to get back in the league. I'm trying to show everybody. Well,
if you're not trying to get back in the league, you just do what you want. And maybe that's what he was trying to do. No. Just do what he wants.
But to say that you're an asshole, say if you're an asshole if you kneel before the flag, but you're not an asshole if you beat women. You're not an asshole.
No, I'm not saying
if you're abused drugs. You're not,
I'm not saying
but,
that.
But you're saying the reason he doesn't get a job is because he's an asshole. I think assholes get jobs.
I think the way he's handled it is wrong. I think that you can be an asshole to an extent because all of them are.
How was he supposed to handle it, AJ?
How do you incorrectly protest? How do you incorrectly protest non-violently? How is that wrong? He didn't do anything violent. He just silent protested well within his rights as an American legally.
He's working for a private organization that writes his check.
In my opinion, he could have found a different avenue. He could have stayed in the locker room during the anthem if he wanted to do
what?
That.
That's why he's a martyr. Guess what? That's why he's a martyr, because I know that millions of people see me every Sunday. So guess what? I'm going to be the one to step up and be like, look, this is some bullshit. I'm going to take a knee because I know millions upon millions are seeing this. And I don't care if it affects my pockets or not, because this needs to be heard.
He was becoming bigger. He was becoming bigger. And I think.
And that's the problem.
Right.
He was becoming too big. The issue he was trying to address became bigger than the league. And they were like, wait.
Exactly. I tend to agree on that.
And why is that wrong? They hijacked the issue.
Why is that wrong?
About the troops when it was never about the troops. Never about the troops. They never discussed the real issue. Completely hijacked it. Turned this man into public enemy number one instead of fixing the fucking problem. And the thing is, a protest is supposed to... When you say he could have done it another way, I don't understand. You cannot have a protest that people like, because then that doesn't work.
Let's say he does it, you have to make people uncomfortable.
He does what he did
for a couple games. Then he starts to notice a pushback, a problem. People starting to talk about that as far as him kneeling instead of the actual problem. So he probably should. I feel like he probably should have found a different way to communicate at that point. Got in front of everybody and said, "You know what? Here's what it's about." And I know he did that to an extent. But I think at that point he should have got off the knee and done something else other than that.
But as many,
he valued his job, but he didn't.
I think as many people, because it wasn't, he valued his message more than his job. I won't say he didn't value his job.
I don't have the same belief in that guy.
I wouldn't say he didn't value his job. I think he valued his message more.
He valued his people. He valued his people more than his job.
And the thing is that as much as you try to make it seem like the whole world was against him, you just keep negating all the support that he actually had. Other players, teams started putting together demonstrations.
Some
for
players
this.
Knelt too.
And some players didn't. They stopped. Not everybody stopped.
For the most part.
No. They came to an agreement with the NFL. The NFL started doing things as far as donating money to certain places. Things started happening. Mm-hmm. But at that point, it was too late for him.
There's a consequence for your actions.
So what was he supposed to do? Like, you remember when Ray Rice did that? He beat his wife, and then the NFL had all those No More commercials. What was he supposed to do? Fund a No More commercial? No more killing black people for traffic stops.
No more killing black people for reaching for their cell phone
when you think it's a gun. Like, come on, man. Like, was he really going to do that?
I have no idea what he was going to do.
Real quick.
What was the correct way to get his message across? There is no correct way.
There's not a good way, and you have to make people uncomfortable so they'll talk about the issue. And they did start talking about the issue, but in the process, looking back on it in hindsight, I feel like if I was him, I think it cost me too much. I think he probably should have found another way to go about it.
I just don't understand why you hate him so much. I really don't understand why you hate him so much. I don't see what he did so wrong to you that you hate him.
Christopher Columbus have found another way to get this country, to discover this country, because everybody knows he stole it. So was there a more correct way to do it?
I don't know.
I'm glad he did it because I love living here. You know what I mean? I'm so glad he did it.
Are you a Trump fan, Atari?
Oh, shit.
No, sir.
And that's why I wanted to play my hypothetical because, you know, hypothetically, Colin gets a job on an NFL team. He comes back into the league. Anthem hits. He takes a knee. And somebody asks him postgame, why'd you take a knee? And he said, I don't agree with our current president. Do we have this much uproar? What are y'all's thoughts on that?
I think Trump has enough. There are enough Trumpeteers. I'm sitting across the table from one. There are enough of them that would call him an asshat and all the other shit all over again. I want to play this real quick, the clip of Colin's speech after his, not speech, that makes it sound like it's too much grandstanding.
His juggling circus? Let's go.
What, a juggling circus, whatever. His statement to the little media that was there after his workout was over.
After he bailed on the original media.
No, there was no media there. He didn't bail on the media because there was no media there. No, this is
eight teams.
You're just making shit up. You're just
you
questioning
don't know there was
stuff.
No media there. The NFL media was there. There was 25 teams there as reported.
As reported,
there were eight
Thank
teams
you for adding
there.
The as
there
reported,
were,
eight teams at his
eight
workout.
Teams there.
No, there were eight teams that went to his workout.
His workout. The NFL says 25 were waiting for him. In
maybe
the,
not.
The
I have no idea. Right.
No, they had 25 representatives with logos, like hoodies with logos on them, while everyone who really mattered was on their way to the real games today.
All right, let's play this clip real quick.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, let me start by saying I appreciate y'all coming out. That means a lot to me. Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. We weren't getting that elsewhere, so we came out here. It's important that y'all are here. Y'all been attacked for the last 3 years. Y'all continue to be attacked. We appreciate what y'all do. We appreciate you being here today. We appreciate the work you do for the people and telling the truth. That's what we want in everything. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here. We're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I'll interview with any team at any time. I've been ready. I'm staying ready. And I'll continue to be ready. And to all the people that came out here today to support, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. To the people that aren't here, I'm thinking of you. I appreciate you supporting from where you are. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court. We're ready to go.
There we go.
Brought a little fan club, didn't you? Atari, can I ask you a question?
Why do you keep asking him if you can ask him a question?
If you own an NFL team, do you bring him in?
Okay, from that perspective,
you're the owner.
We're not talking like, okay, from if I'm an owner of an NFL team, no, I don't want you to fuck with
Why
my
not?
Billions of
Why
dollars.
Why don't you want
to
bring him in?
Because you're going to fuck with my billions of dollars.
Okay.
And the majority of people who watch football.
No, it's not hard. What's hard to understand is why they can't say that.
It makes total sense.
So what's hard to understand is why they refuse to say that.
Because they don't want to seem like they're about money.
All right, So that's what we're trying to expose here. It's not even about Kaepernick playing anymore. It's about say to everybody that you're not this family friendly organization that loves the country and has never had anything to do with the fucking
troops. If you
owned
an NFL team, would you bring him in?
If I was trying to win and I needed a backup quarterback,
no.
Yes, I would.
No, if I wanted to keep my money flowing, no.
I don't think it would be. I don't think it's going to be as detrimental to a team's bottom line as people are making it out. Michael Vick, you know how many people hated Michael Vick after that shit? They hated him. Because people love animals more than they love the troops. I'm sorry. Like you'll find people out there that you can say whatever the fuck you want to say about a human being.
Michael Vick
kick a dog.
But he got out of prison and he apologized. And he made it. He said, I understand what I did was wrong.
But Colin Kaepernick didn't do anything wrong.
In your opinion. That's an opinion.
What did he do wrong?
And he went to prison.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me what Colin Kaepernick should apologize for.
I'm not saying he should apologize.
No.
I'm saying he should say this. If he shouldn't apologize, he should not be a prick when he's interviewed. Just like this. They're running from me. They're not running,
what?
Motherfucker.
All running
you
from
had a
me.
Chance to go in front of 25 people and try it. You said no.
He said, let the media be there.
What he is now is he can expose the NFL for whatever terrible people they are. Three people will turn it off and he's done. See ya.
So what should he apologize for? You said a lot and said nothing.
I don't
what
necessarily
he
think he should apologize.
For?
Let's just say he should not be a prick when he's interviewed.
How is he a prick?
I just said it.
How?
What has been a prick?
So you saying that
they've been running?
They have been running.
If
they're not, hold on.
Sense of
AJ
self.
AJ, if they're not running, and everything is above board and everything is cool, then why do you have to settle out of court?
I'm not saying.
Why do you have to do all the things that the NFL is doing?
NFL has billions of dollars. They're just going to like an insurance company.
So
write the check and be done
with it. They are running. They don't want the public to know the truth.
They don't want him around.
They don't want the public to know the truth.
Of what? They don't want him around?
Of their real policies or real politics about how they really feel there about what happens to the people who watch their football games.
They're owners of billion-dollar
They don't
businesses.
Want to tell the people.
Listen.
Atari said it best. They don't want to give up their money.
They don't want to tell the people who watch
owners,
their games and the players.
These owners.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Atari. Now, they don't want to tell the people.
These owners.
All right, you got it.
Go ahead, Jerry.
All right. They don't want to tell the people that play their, that watch their football games, and they don't want to tell the people who are the same color as, this is an arbitrary number. I have no idea if this number is true or not. I'm going to say 70% of the NFL is black. You want to agree or disagree?
Pretty close, probably.
Pretty 75.
All right. So they don't want to say that to this group of people. They don't want to tell them the truth about how they really, how much they really care about what happens to them. That's what they're running from. They don't want to say that. They don't want to say
if they
that.
If they hear concussion protocols from these people, what makes you think they wouldn't hide this type of shit from you?
No, I'm not saying that everything they did was above board. I'm not saying they're the most honest people in the world. I think you hit it dead on the head. They think it's bad for business. They think it'll cost them money, and they're not going to do it.
They're not going to be honest.
And
so when somebody says you're running from me, why is that not a true statement?
I just think that he could, if he was more...
You just want him to say it's all right.
No,
you know,
not it's all right. Just
shucking jive
just,
a little
you
bit gotta, for him.
If you want to play in their league, you have to play their game.
He's not trying. I don't think he's trying to play in their
okay,
league.
Okay, then
anymore.
He can do what the fuck he wants.
He is
good.
All right.
Welcome to unemployment.
He's not unemployed.
Apparently, he is.
Apparently, he's not.
So, can I interject for a moment here? And I'm just curious. I've never discussed this with y'all. And Atari, you can chime in as well because I've never met you face to face yet. But it sounds like it would be a pleasure to meet you face to face. I've had the pleasure of having football in my life since I was about 9 years old, whether it be playing, fathers, uncles, grandfathers. Mm-hmm. Football has been a primitive aspect of my life. It always has been. It always will be. I've been involved with the game in some form or fashion since I was about 9 years old. I'm mm-hmm. after sitting here as a white male in America, if I'm holding the keys to the franchise, after hearing that young man speak at his open workout, I would 100% give him a shot to play for my team.
Big shock. You agree with Jared?
No, because it is America. I believe he has learned from this experience. I feel like his that was a genuine, heartfelt. You can hear it in his voice when he's out there and he's expressing himself, and he even mentions the people that aren't present. He wishes them well and everything. You can hear the sincerity in his voice. I back him 100% because it is America. At the end of the day, he should be entitled to make a living in this country. And if we've deemed him a professional athlete, and we are not allowing him to make a living, then yeah.
So you own an NFL team. You hire him?
Yes.
You and Jared are welcome.
He pretty much got punished for being a whistleblower.
Pretty much. But he's not. I don't think he's even good enough to play anymore.
Which is against the law.
Because if you
That's
look on the,
what a lot
if you look at the
yesterday.
NFL, if you look at the
a lot of people, all eight.
Again, if you look at the current NFL, if you look at the current NFL, that's right now.
It was streamed on YouTube. A lot more than eight people saw.
I saw him overthrowing the balls. I saw him missing
a lot
balls.
More than eight people saw.
I saw receivers
again,
have to come back
again. And
receivers
I read,
he's never played with before.
Right. I read an article today that Adam Schefter, he makes a valid point. He has no rapport with those receivers that are at that open workout.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
So he thought enough to move the workout, but he didn't think enough to bring his own receivers?
He did bring his own receivers.
Then he probably played them.
I think who was out there? Bryce Butler was out there.
Right.
That's the only name I could identify with, Bryce Butler.
I didn't recognize any of them, but I assumed he brought them. If he's going to move the workout to the NFL to fuck off, he might as well bring his own receivers.
Exactly. The whole point was, look, I'm good enough to play in your league.
People said he looked good.
I'm good enough.
He's got a great
I'm good
arm.
Enough to play in y'all's
people
league.
People said he looked
the
good.
The only reason y'all are... Yeah.
Adam Schefter...
Stephen A. Smith.
Right, I read it.
Stephen A. Smith's not biased at all.
Right. Adam Schefter, again...
Oh, no.
Stephen A. Smith is on your side, you dumbass.
Fuck Stephen A.
Smith. Not the one I saw.
Again.
No, you didn't see Stephen A. Smith say he doesn't want to be a football player. He wants to be a martyr.
A valid point that I would like to try to interject here. A valid point that Adam Schefter made... He said on numerous rollouts and getting outside of the pocket, he looked good and his arm looked good. There was a couple that he said that were not on, on target, but that's par the course for having receivers that you have not built a rapport with. He's not spent a whole season with these guys. you know, if he's in the locker room from the start of the season to the end of the season, I guarantee you it's going to look a little bit more cleaner than probably a couple of overthrown balls.
He's 33 years old.
The Ravens got scared out of signing Colin Kaepernick, and then they ended up drafting Lamar Jackson. I thought that was hilarious.
Colin Kaepernick on his best day isn't as talented as Lamar Jackson.
Hell no, he's not.
Thank you.
But still.
It's never been about talent.
I think based on what the current current NFL is putting out on the field these days, I think that's another reason Colin Kaepernick should be given the opportunity to once again play in the NFL. And I have another idea for Colin Kaepernick. If he doesn't get justice or satisfaction from the fucking NFL, go to the XFL. Vince McMahon is a billionaire.
He's not going
to
do that. He's better than that. He won't play in the CFL. He won't play in the XFL. He's too good
he's
for
better
that.
Than that yeah.
He don't want to earn a fucking living. He wants to give it to him.
Who's giving you? Who's giving you a living? That is the dumbest shit you said tonight.
Not giving to him. Here's the thing:
I might be one of the smartest businessmen at this table because I was thinking XFL with Vince McMahon. Also,
I think so too.
Also tie in a fucking WWE contract with it
and
run a storyline because WWE is heading down the train as far as
I talked to Jared about this the other day. If I was him and I was serious about being in the NFL several years ago, I would have gone to the CFL. Showed I could play again, and then gone right back to the NFL. If he really wanted to play, wouldn't that what he would have done?
If you believe that the reason they weren't letting you play was because they thought you weren't good enough, then maybe that's what you would have done. But if you knew that the reason, if you knew that the reason they weren't letting you play had nothing to do with your talent, because you probably are around people who are telling you you are good enough to be an NFL quarterback. You're around players. You're around coaches,
you're around
scouts.
A bunch of yes men.
No, you're around.
They're telling you what you want to hear.
You're around people who probably have your best interest at heart.
How about somebody looks them in the eyes and says, "Hey, you know what? You want to get back in the NFL? The best way to do that is to play football and show them you have the ability. You're better than you were before. You make smarter decisions. You still got a cannon. You can scramble." To me, if I in that situation, he's lighting it up in the CFL. Shit, I'm signing him.
Have you paid?
No.
Have you paid any attention to the CFL this year? Last year?
The CFL is whack.
Nobody gives a fuck what happens in the CFL, AJ.
Warren Moon came from the CFL.
That was then. They have 10 teams.
This is now. Remember what happened to the AAFL?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he could have played that. He could have played somewhere.
They had a team
football,
here
right?
in Austin, and nobody knows what happened to them.
I don't either.
Yeah. So, really? But if you thought...
They couldn't pay.
I feel like you should have played somewhere.
If you thought the reason that you weren't getting a job is because they thought you couldn't play, maybe you'd do that. But you knew if you knew different...
Maybe if he had some real estate.
And also, he was putting out videos on YouTube of his workouts and him throwing the ball. So he was covering that. You know, he was covering that part of it. Everyone knows he can throw. Everyone knows he can.
Case in point. Based on what I saw over the last week in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick should 100% get an opportunity to play again in the NFL.
All right. So
based on the barbaric behavior.
We've yelled at each other enough for one episode. I think we were going to talk about something.
One question.
Do you want to? Oh, shit. You always got to have last word. Go ahead.
Give me your viewpoint on this. So we all know what happened with the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can agree that he shouldn't have swung the helmet at him, right? He should not have done that. But can you at least see where Miles Randolph, or what's his name?
Miles Garrett?
The quarterback.
Mason Randolph.
He was still charging.
Rudolph.
He was still coming, swinging. Yeah. I mean,
Randolph.
I get that he shouldn't have done it.
Is Randolph?
I think it's Randolph.
But to me, it's
Mason,
like,
Mason
this guy's
Rudolph.
Still,
it's Rudolph.
Yeah, this guy's still coming at me. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, if you're still coming at me after I'm being restrained,
if he was being restrained.
You don't think it's over.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm being restrained.
He shouldn't have done it, I agree. But he's being held back by two Steelers, and Rudolph's running up to him and swinging.
Right, so why didn't he get suspended?
I think he did. He got one game. He got one game,
They finally gave him. No, the last I saw, he got fined. I didn't see he get suspended. Anybody? You got your phone, man. Somebody look it up.
I think Pouncey got suspended, and somebody else got suspended.
Yeah, Pouncey got three games.
I think they gave him a game.
Garrett's out indefinitely.
But what else? Did you see the pictures that Marcellus Wiley put on his Instagram?
No. What was it?
Kicking
him in the balls and grabbing his balls after he was being restrained.
Who?
Rudolph kicked Garrett in the balls.
And then tried to squeeze the juice from them.
I'm not sure what the... I mean, I know he shouldn't try to...
I'll hit you in the head with a helmet, too.
I agree. I think that Randolph was way out of line, and I think that, yeah, Garrett was out of line for swinging at a helmet at him, but what is he supposed to do? He's getting charged at? It's 3-on-1.
Okay.
Right. It was and that was a football play. It was a football play. Mason Rudolph tried to pull his helmet off. So you want to pull my helmet off? Okay, guess what? I'm a better fighter than you. That's all it was. I'm better than you at fighting. I made you look really bad. And now I'm getting suspended indefinitely without pay.
The Steelers were mad because they were getting hammered. He threw 4 interceptions. He was all frustrated. That was what it was about.
Yeah. NFL you charged at me. 4 interceptions.
You charged at me. Then you charged at me. Then I hit you in a helmet because apparently that's what you wanted because you charged at me. And then you look back at the ref like, oh, my God, ref. I charged at him trying to fight him, and then he hit me with a helmet.
Yeah, we're on the same page on that one.
Atari, what? I don't know. I don't know if Jared or Andrew have ever played the game of football. Atari, have you played the game of football at all?
Yes, sir.
At any level?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
at all levels.
I had the pleasure. I was very fortunate and blessed to have played with Andrew Luck back in high school, in a 5A high school in Houston, Texas. We played we played teams anywhere from the Katy Tigers, who have gone on to win numerous state titles. Here's my opinion on this situation, and I don't agree with Andrew at all, and I don't necessarily agree with your stance on it. Here's the facts. Miles Garrett outweighs Mason Rudolph by about 40 pounds right off the bat.
Come on.
Right off the bat. No. Let me give an opportunity to speak. I rarely speak.
Let Ross have the floor.
I think you take everything into consideration. Mason Rudolph is 100% at fault as well for starting an altercation. However, there's 8 seconds left in that game. That score is 21-7, Browns. There is no reason, and I understand playing to the whistle. I don't know if you've ever heard that expression, Atari.
Yes.
You play to the whistle.
Yes.
There needs to be like a cutoff switch where Miles needs to be like where he can light Mason up. He doesn't need to drive him into the ground at that point in the game.
He didn't drive him into the ground. He tackled him.
He tackled him and drove him into the ground.
It's Steelers Browns.
He didn't drive him.
Hang on a second, Andrew. I'm talking to
Atari. Look at it again. He didn't drive. He didn't pick him up and drive him. It was a spin around tackle where I want to make sure you're on the ground because this is a legal football play.
Okay, so he takes him down like he did. He tackles him. He makes a football. We'll call it a football related play. He comes.
And you get mad because you threw 4 picks.
Right. So Mason's already frustrated at his performance more than anything. He's driven into the ground or tackled into the ground at a high rate of speed by Miles Garrett, who's 274 pounds. At that point, I'm going to be I had the pleasure of playing quarterback my freshman year of high school, and then I came full circle and played center my senior year of high school. I can see this from both sides of the fence. If I'm getting drilled or if I'm getting tackled with basically no time on the clock left, and somebody's trying to light me up or put one underneath my chin, I'll probably be a little bit pissed too. I've never taken it to the point where Mason tried to rip his helmet off.
Fuck.
Exactly. When I originally watched the clip or when I originally watched the video, it looked like Mason had his right hand around Miles' throat. So at that point, all bets are off. It looked like he was choking Miles, and at that point, Miles has he should be able to intelligently defend himself. Granted, both of these men at that time were still wearing protective gear, including their helmets. Now, at the point where Mason is unsuccessful in removing Miles' helmet, and Miles says, fuck it, I'm going for yours, because it's tit for tat.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, you were unsuccessful in removing mine, but I'm successful.
I'm going to go ahead
yours.
And wrench your neck around. I'm going to, because that, that helmet is fastened, and it's around his chin strap. His chin strap's buckled.
Yeah.
So he's yanking him around by his neck. So any injuries could have come from that alone. So taking that out of the equation, the helmet comes off. At that point, Miles is starting to take steps back, and Mason starts to quote-unquote charge him, which he does. However, I believe it's Pouncey that's in between Mason Rudolph and Miles Garrett.
No. It was DeCastro.
Okay.
DeCastro and some other guy.
Right. So at that time, DeCastro, who I believe is a highly intelligent individual, he played at Stanford, again, with Andrew Luck. So I give him credit, and my dad and I were just talking about this earlier. But anyways, at that point, Mason Rudolph, quote-unquote, charges Miles Garrett, which he does in the video. Miles Garrett is still wearing a lid. What is Mason Rudolph going to do on a national television platform on Thursday Night Football that's going to harm Myles Garrett's safety or well-being when he's got a protective helmet on with a visor. Mason Rudolph's not going to do anything that would harm or that would be detrimental to Myles Garrett's safety. At that time,
Mason should have thought about that.
But at
Mason
that same
should have thought about
Mason
that.
Mason started the entire thing. I just watched the video. He's on the ground. He grabs the back of Myles Garrett's helmet and wrenches it around and started the whole thing.
I'm unclear about what we're disagreeing about.
Myles could have taken the high road. Myles could have taken the high road, in my opinion, and he's got the lid in his hand, and he sees Mason charging him. All Myles Garrett has to do is drop the helmet and be like, dude, scoreboard, motherfucker, and walk off the field.
He should have.
Did you forget about the picture that I showed you, that I told you about Marcellus Wiley posting about him reaching around his lineman and grabbing his nuts again after he kicked him in the nuts? If you trying to squeeze the juice out of my balls, I'm hitting you with.
I haven't seen any photos that reflect that.
Here's where I'm a little confused. Are you arguing that Myles Garrett should not have been suspended indefinitely?
No, he 100% should have been.
So I think we all agree that Myles Garrett deserved to be suspended indefinitely. I think we agree that Mason Rudolph
is not blameless.
Myles Garrett shouldn't have done it.
Right.
I believe that Mason Rudolph deserves a stiffer penalty than what he's gotten.
Yes, I agree.
And can we all agree that Marquise Pouncey is a wonderful American and should
absolutely.
Be saluted everywhere he goes?
He did exactly Marquise Pouncey did exactly what he was supposed to do.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Defended his quarterback.
He did exactly what he was supposed to do.
I saw a quote from one of his teammates that says, you know, if Pouncey jumps off a bridge, I'm jumping too. He said, yeah, we can figure out why on the way down.
I like that, Cap. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. But
we're all in agreement. Let's have a kumbaya love moment real quick.
Yeah. a rarity on the podcast.
A rarity. I was unclear. So, yeah, let me not take away from your point, Ross. What was your disagreement here in the...
I thought Andrew was trying to make some dumbass stance that Mason Rudolph, you know, basically... Or he was sticking up for Mason Rudolph or, you know, basically saying that...
No, Mason Rudolph got what he deserved, I think.
He
shouldn't have hit him with the helmet, but Mason Rudolph is not blameless. He started the whole thing.
Right. Again, 8 seconds left in the game, and I'm watching it live here. Okay, he goes for the helmet, or he... he's trying to rip off. Okay,
he started.
Right, he started.
Garrett finished it.
Right,
and at that point,
when he removed Mason's helmet, he should have just dropped it and walked off.
I wish he would have thrown the helmet into the stands or something. But I mean, you're talking about a Steeler-Cleveland game where Steelers beat them probably 100 times in a row. They talk a bunch of smack about him. There was a lot of things going on.
Myles Garrett is lucky that he wasn't charged with assault and battery. In my opinion.
I think we're all agreeing that Myles Garrett got at least what he deserved, this indefinite suspension.
He got suspended. He deserved to be suspended. But the other guy, Mason Ray Rudolph, he shouldn't be getting off scot-free. He started the whole thing.
No, he got a game. I really think he got a game.
I believe he was also fined a monetary value that I do not have in front of me at this current time.
But let this be a lesson to all people. Be careful who you are. I get angry a lot, and I don't fight with certain people. Like, when I saw that Ray Rice video, let's go back to Ray Rice. Because Ray Rice, two-pieced his fiance in the elevator.
He hit her a couple times,
and then he, drug her out the elevator by her feet or something. It was horrible.
I thought by her hair, but yeah.
But when I watched it, what I said to people was that, you know, I've seen Ray Rice on TV. I know what size gentleman this is. There's a lot of things that Ray Rice could say to me that I would just have to laugh off. He could talk about my mama. He could say whatever the hell he wants to say to me, and I'd be like,
"Exactly,
you funny as shit, Ray Rice. Ha ha ha."
And you 230 pounds.
I might be crying
pounds.
Inside, but I'm not going to buck because Ray Rice could knock me out. I just think all people need to realize when you're dealing with somebody bigger than you, you might want to chill a little bit on your anger issues because you might get knocked the fuck out. You might get hit in the head with a helmet. It sounds like something bad might happen to you if you don't pipe.
How would you pick a fight with Myles Garrett? You know, he's 6'4". 280 pounds?
Yeah.
Because he's pissed off. He threw 4 interceptions and they got their butt kicked.
And he's mad too? No, I don't want to fight you. I would have to shoot him. Like, are you serious?
All right, so we're going to try to.
He's too big for me to be trying to fight.
That's what I'm saying. He could have taken the high road, dropped the lid, and walked off and like pointed at the scoreboard or something.
That's what he should have done.
I think we all agree that that's what he should have done. Right. And that he deserved the penalty he got for not doing it.
Because, again, what I think people are failing to realize, or maybe not only at this table, but the crown of that helmet hits Mason Rudolph the right way, he probably kills him on national television.
He's asleep.
I don't think anybody's defending Myles Garrett hitting him.
No, I'm not defending him.
No, I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just saying he wasn't totally at fault.
Yeah, we are saying, because this is what...
And Everybody takes a part of their personal responsibility for their actions, right?
I'm about to get into real trouble with this, because this is the part of the conversation I have with women all the time when it comes down to like getting hit by men. The fact that a man shouldn't hit you does not mean that a man can't hit you.
Won't.
Or won't hit you. Right. So Myles Garrett absolutely should not have hit him in the head with that helmet. But if you don't have a helmet on and he has your helmet in his hand, you should not operate under the assumption he's going to act as he should. You should understand that things might happen that shouldn't happen, including me getting hit in the fucking head with a helmet. Myles Garrett, 100% wrong, deserves his punishment. Just a warning to people that things that shouldn't happen happen all the fucking time.
All the time.
that should not have happened, and it should not.
No,
have
yeah, that's
and that's and you're talking about cleaning up the you're talking about cleaning up the image of the NFL, and that's why I'm saying Colin Kaepernick at this point looks he Colin Kaepernick should fucking send Myles Garrett a thank you note, because at this point Colin Kaepernick has a hall pass or like a. You know, a free invite back into the NFL with the recent, you know, assault and battery that occurred on Thursday night.
Forget the fact he's got a terrible.
The only reason Myles Garrett got suspended for the rest of the year is because this wasn't on HBO Hard Knocks, where anything goes on HBO. This is on live TV on some nationally syndicated PG-13 network. That's the only reason that he got suspended for the rest of the season. If this is a Hard Knock.
And in my personal opinion, I like Myles Garrett. I've been following his career since he was at A&M. In my opinion, the suspension should carry over into the next year. I don't know if I'm the only one.
Oh, don't do that.
Come on, man.
No, he could have killed that man.
I want to 100% believe that he should be suspended for probably part of the season. Maybe if it's only one or two games, but
if that happens in the street, is that not possibly assault with a deadly weapon?
No, 100% it is.
It is. It is. It is.
Because we're wearing colored jerseys and we're playing for a sport, it's not like.
But in the streets, they're going to take into consideration who started it.
They're not. They're not.
The cops are.
You don't get to do whatever you want to, and then I shoot you and be like, oh, well, he shouldn't have charged
it. I've read numerous reports that Myles Garrett is lucky that he got to leave that stadium, you know, not in handcuffs.
In handcuffs, yeah, that was assault with a weapon.
If that happens on the street, that's a felony.
That's assault with a weapon.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they reopen this thing and charge him.
I agree with you. I agree with you too. Because initially, I've read reports that Mason Rudolph and his representation are not going to take any further action. You know, a couple of weeks from now, he's starting to experience like headaches, blurred vision, anything like that.
He barely hit him.
Bullshit. Have you played the game of football?
Yes, he ever. Hit him with the back of the thing.
When did you play football ever?
When I was younger.
He hit him with the back of the thing. He hit him in the back of the thing. I don't think that was purposeful.
I'm not saying it didn't hurt. It hurt, but it didn't cut him. He's not bleeding.
It's the equivalent of getting hit in the fucking head with a baseball bat.
He didn't hit him in the head, Ross. He hit him in the head, but with the cushion on the back.
Okay.
He got lucky that he hit him with the cushion on
the back. That's right. Did he hit him with the cushion
on
the back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Myles Garrett is lucky that he hit him with the cushion.
Part of the helmet.
Yes, and so is the other guy.
Yeah, Mason got lucky
that he hit him with the cushion.
Right, he got lucky. Myles got lucky that
he did get lucky. So. He hits him with the crown of the helmet. He's probably knocked out at least. Right.
So to try to end this on a happy note, do we have time to do your transient story?
Yes.
All right. Tell him what we
do. All right. So this is what we're going to do, Atari. I know you know you've played Guess the Ethnicity with me before, but today Ross,
my favorite game.
Ross is a security guard, and he came in the house today and told us he had an incident with a transient. So I want Ross to tell his story, leaving out the ethnicity of this transient, and see if we can guess the ethnicity. Here we go.
I already know the answer.
It's the most poppin'est game show. It's that time again. All right, Ross, you got the spotlight. Do it however. Rules are out the window. Do it however you want.
Okay, we haven't played this in a few weeks or so, or a few podcasts, so I'm going to try to... I obviously don't want to give away the ethnicity, but... An officer and I responded to a call this morning. There was an individual in the Nordstrom parking garage. So I'll give you the location first.
White. In the Nordstrom parking lot? Fuck that.
All right, keep going.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We got the details that he had had an accident. He had soiled himself, unfortunately.
Oh boy.
Both the other officer I was on shift with smelled the defecation or shit that was on this individual. I didn't catch that. The pungent odor that I was able to catch was the urine.
The urine, okay.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
He was a drinker. Drunk. Yeah, he was a drinker.
He was not drunk. Not to my knowledge or understanding.
He just had strong urine.
Yes, it was very pungent.
Very pungent.
Very
he was
pungent,
dehydrated.
Very pungent urine.
All right.
As we say in D.C., he was boofing.
What other details or facts do I need to...
Anything you want to throw in?
I'm good. All right,
he's wearing a lime green, almost yellow sweatshirt top.
What kind sweatshirt. Of,
jeans, and blue shorts? And blue hospital pants.
What shoes?
White.
What shoes?
He was wearing black sneakers.
Right. And just so you know, Atari, the...
Yep.
So the dude...
Where y'all live?
This is in Austin, and the dude... Like a upscale.
Well, there probably goes my job. I didn't know if we were going to divulge. I didn't know if we were actually going to divulge. Well, now I'm looking for a job. Atari, are you hiring by any chance? No.
I was playing quarterback.
I am a security officer in North Austin.
Yeah, we'll bleep that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that out, please.
Anyway,
for my job security,
this location,
I have bills to pay.
My bad, this location is an upscale.
It's upscale.
It's an upscale outdoor.
Upscale venue.
Was it a parking garage?
It is.
I'm going to go with a black guy.
You're going to go with a black guy? I'm going white with the lime green.
I'm going
hospital pants.
Well, black shoes.
You're going with white or black, Atari?
And he duped himself. Yeah, I'm going to go white.
Oh, and I'll give you some other. I'll give you. So apparently, or supposedly, he was released from the hospital yesterday having open heart surgery.
Oh, white.
He could also be Mexican, too, Atari. Keep that in mind. I'm going to go black, though.
Because we always, the burden of proof here is white, non-white. You don't have to say black. You can be non-white. It can be anything else.
I'm going to go black.
You're going black. You always like to bet on black.
Right? I want to be consistent.
Yeah, okay. I'm going white, Atari. where were you again, Atari?
Yeah, I'm going to go white, man.
All right. We got two.
Hospital pants and a...
Lime green, yellow.
Hospital pants and a lime green, yeah.
Open heart surgery? We don't do open heart surgery. We don't go to doctors. What the fuck you talking about?
Open heart surgery? What the fuck? We ain't got no insurance. What you
talking about? Fuck you, man.
So, the ethnicity of the individual, do we have any kind of drum roll sound effect? Or?
I just have your sound
effect. Hit me with the fuck.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Yeah. The ethnicity of the individual this morning was Caucasian.
Fuck! Fuck! That's a celebratory fuck. Fuck! Yeah.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
So, yeah, the hospital pants, the open heart surgery definitely like nailing the coffin for me. Nordstrom.
Poor individual was suffering from incontinence. And when I received the call... Because I was already starting to play guess the ethnicity in my head when
everybody
I
does
the call.
It. Everybody does it.
Well, no, because I get a call, and they're like,
"Everybody does."
There's a man over here in the Nordstrom garage. He needs some medical assistance. He needs an ambulance. And I'm thinking, oh, this motherfucker fell and like cracked his head open. There's going to be blood and everything. And then I was told he had an accident. He urinated all over himself and in the elevator. And then I was thinking to myself, why are we responding to that? That's not an emergency. That's not warrant of EMS response, in my opinion. However, we did respond, and EMS did respond, and he was taken.
So just so you know, like for me, defecation, like shitting yourself is – that's everybody can do that.
And I don't
– That's not what
like
made me
thing,
say he was
the thing that was alarming. The thing that was alarming to me is that two of my other officers that responded with me, they smelled that. I don't know if it's from me smoking too many cigarettes. I couldn't smell the shit. The urine, I certainly smelled. But
hey,
that was
AJ,
more alarming to me.
Shouts to vaping. We can smell shit.
Yeah.
We know when something is shitty around us.
You smell urine before.
Yeah, no, the urine was more pungent than
we don't have
than
a shit smell permanently in our nose that blocks other shit smells.
Granted, okay, it's not like I can't smell shit. Let me rephrase that. Like, I smell when somebody in the house is taking a shit, and I can smell when I've certainly shit my pants. So
fuck.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
All right, we're gonna close it out because we're getting in trouble for these long episodes, and we all got to head to some recovery related enjoyment. Yeah, whatever.
I'm about to crack open another beer and finish watching this game.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say enjoy one for me, but I'm off that. I got some pure water right here. I'm getting ready. We're going to rock out. I picked out this song especially for Ross because Ross is in a real booed up kind of mood right now. He's looking for a boo. Ladies.
Don't do that.
If you're out, he's got a job.
Currently, until this podcast hits.
He's got a job. If you're looking for a man, Ross is out there. He's looking to be booed up. So rock out with us. Thanks again, Atari, for joining
us.
It's been another episode of the WS Podcast. Rock with me.
See you, buddy.
Maybe like how many songs can you make about a booty?
Like a thousand.
Ooh, girl, you gon' learn that they gon' get this pounding. I'm not finished, I'ma hit it in the shower. So get the thing to the booty ready to get into it. I'm out here, babe. You fuck with lame-os. They just copy me.
They work at Kinko's.
Tell your big friend, come give me them Kinko's.
Tell your big friend.
Back of my head. I can't even imagine what your DM look like.
I like that.